लेखक, स्पोकन वर्ड आर्टिस्ट और कलाकार सुखजीत खालसा कौर प्रदर्शन कलाओं में विविधता यानी डिवर्सिटी और विजिबिलिटी को बढ़ावा देती हैं। सुखजीत ने ऑस्ट्रेलियाई पोएट्री स्लैम प्रतियोगिता के लिए सिडनी ओपेरा हाउस में भी परफॉर्म किया है और आप उन्हें 2016 में ऑस्ट्रेलियाज गॉट टैलेंट में उनकी कविता टू एडवांस ऑस्ट्रेलिया फेयर से जानते होंगे, जिसने की देश विदेश में सुर्खियां बटोरी थी। इस कविता को कई लोगों द्वारा नस्लवाद यानी रेसिज्म का मुकाबला करने के लिए राष्ट्र निर्माण के रूप में वर्णित किया गया। उनका काम आइडेंटिटी, नारीवाद यानी फेमिनिज्म, सांस्कृतिक भ्रम और ऐसे मुद्दों पर केंद्रित है जिन्हें संबोधित करने में अक्सर लोग झिझकते हैं। आपको बता दें कि हर साल किंग्स बर्थडे पर नागरिकों को उनके विशिष्ट योगदान के लिए सम्मानित किया जाता है और उसी में से एक सम्मान है OAM यानी मेडल ऑफ द ऑर्डर ऑफ ऑस्ट्रेलिया। इस साल सुखजीत को ये अवार्ड प्रदर्शन कलाओं की सेवा यानी सर्विसेज टू द परफॉर्मिंग आर्ट्स के लिए दिया गया है। तो आइए करते हैं उनसे कुछ खास बातचीत। सुखजीत, फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल कंग्रेचुलेशंस टू यू ऑन रिसीविंग सच अ बिग ऑनर। हाउ आर यू फीलिंग?
ओह, आई एम फीलिंग सो स्पेशल। इन योर डे टू डे लाइफ समटाइम्स व्हेन यू आर बिजी एंड यू आर नॉट रियली थिंकिंग ऑफ योर अचीवमेंट्स, दीस मोमेंट्स रियली कैच यू ऑफ गार्ड एंड यू हैव टू रियली चेरिश देम। सो आई एम गोइंग टू चेरिश दिस मोमेंट एनी टाइम आई एम हैविंग अ बैड डे एंड रिमेंबर दैट, यू नो, आई एम नॉट अलोन एंड देयर आर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल आउट देयर that have enjoyed what I've done in my career, which is very exciting.
Absolutely. Sukhjeet, you have made an attempt to, you know, push hard conversations around issues like racism in Australia through your art, your talent. Your poetry, for instance, Fully Sikh, it talks about growing up Sikh in Australia. So I want you to share with our audiences, how has your journey been so far?
Oh, it's been an amazing career I've had so far. I think that, you know, my first poetry performance was when I was 18 and it was for a poetry slam. Mm-hmm. And that got me through to a competition that was at the Opera House. And then ever since that moment, I haven't looked back. I've, you know, kind of said yes to everything that was chucked at me over 10 years. And then during COVID, it kind of gave me a couple of years to think about, what do I want to do? What's the next chapter? And I think that I used to perform alone so much and travel the world with my suitcase and just kind of, I was braver. I think that I didn't have any fear of what people were thinking or what the consequences were. But now that I'm getting older, I'm feeling like I really miss that energy. And now I'm thinking about the next 10 years and what sort of theatre work or film work or TV shows, like, what do I want to make? What do I want to say? And I think that the message is still going to continue. The themes that I'm attracted to are still going to be the same, but I think maybe my approach has changed. And now I'm thinking about the long-term gain and also my own sustainability.
Sukhjeet, you have received this award in arts and performing. So it's a very different category. How do you feel when categories like arts, they also do get recognized in the mainstream, scenario?
Oh, I think it's amazing, which is why I think I was so surprised about this award, because I didn't even know that you could, as an artist, be given this honor. So I think that that's such progress in Australia to see the performing arts in this light. I think that it's, we really need to see that advocacy more and more, because the arts don't get taken as seriously as other industries. And I think that the more young people start to see this as a career choice, the more stories we can have out there, and that can lead to a better Australia. So I'm excited for the future.
Definitely. So, Sukhjeet, I was actually going through your LinkedIn, and in your bio, it said that acknowledging that people of color are leaders and storytellers. You have worked on a lot of television series, theater, documentaries as well. So what is the current scenario of Indians or people from multicultural backgrounds when it comes to, you know, media or creative spaces? Do you see enough Indians landing somewhere or making it big?
I think you could see both angles. Mm. On one end, I want more. It's never going to be enough for me, because until, you know, you look at the census data and you see, you match every multicultural community to, you know, what the stats are in representation in the media, it doesn't align. And it, and in all our spaces, theatre spaces, film, music, every art form, we definitely don't have the representation that I want to see. But on the positive side is that I'm definitely seeing a change over the last 10 years of more and more people that are out there, that are putting their work out there and are making it. I feel like there's still a hierarchy when it comes to, because the arts industry is so tough, right? It's so competitive to get into, that if there's already a competitive environment, it's even harder for people of colour to be seen and be heard, and in positions of power. So the thing that I'm really interested in is to see more and more South Asians in positions of power, which is why I actually took the job I'm in right now as the Executive Director of the Blue Room Theatre. Something that really drew me towards this job was I knew it was going to be hard. I knew it was going to be a big challenge and I had to make a lot of sacrifices to do it. But I was sick and tired of not seeing our people be in these positions, because I think that real change will really happen if we're in the room. You've got to be in the room and you've got to have a position that, you know, will ensure that change can be made. I think that I'm sick of token roles. I'm sick of diversity roles or having these positions where in big organizations where people don't actually have a say, and that's when they get frustrated and then they go, okay, I don't want to be here anymore. And sometimes in the arts that happens, right? That happens in a lot of industries where people had one bad experience or 10 bad experiences or 100 bad experiences and they go, why am I here if I'm just going to be treated with racism? I think that racism is still in arts organizations and in workplaces and in all these spaces where film and art and theatre gets made. But what's getting better is that there's more voices. So if there's more voices and you're no longer the minority, that's when you can start to be taken seriously. But I don't know, like it's been 12 years of being an artist, and I still feel like I can count how many Sikh people are in the arts industry in the whole of Australia. So I don't want to be able to count it on my fingers. I want to be able to have a Wikipedia page of all the Sikhs and all the Indians that are doing things. You know, a lot of other countries have had a bigger community, and that's created a network and a support group. You know, I think that in Australia we're still a bit scattered when it comes to South Asian artists, and I think there's people out there that are trying to bring everyone together, and I really want to support that, because we need each other and it shouldn't be a competition. I think that we really need to help each other out.
You know, you've been here for 12 years and I'm sure you might have seen the dynamics change. What I have seen is, in the past maybe couple of years, say 5-6 years, I've seen that there are more initiatives being taken from the South Asian community as well. For instance, I have got the chance to, you know, be present at these Shairi nights or slam poetry nights, open mic concerts where people are just coming and, you know, portraying their talent. So what do you have to say on that? Have you seen that shift?
Oh, absolutely. I think that just shows that you being in that room is already progress. You know, I think that I know that there's like different steps that people can take to get to the dream goal, which is not even to be having this conversation. I think the dream is that it becomes so normalized, right? But I fully accepted that in order to get there, we just need numbers. We really need numbers, and we need, then we can focus on quality. Then we can focus on having, you know, organizations. Like if I could have a production company that was solely run by South Asian Australians and we all get, you know, a Stan or a Netflix show that's just South Asian, not people just on screen, but people off screen, that would be amazing. And I think we don't have to look far for role models. Like there's other places out there that have been able to achieve this. So I think that we're close. We're so close. But I think what kind of stops people from joining the arts industry is the financial sort of instability.
Right.
And I'm lucky. I got to make a career. I got to earn all my money through being an artist. And that's so rare. I just think it's getting harder and harder for young people to even do an arts degree and be able to afford that.
You also said that there's like a sense of inferiority in South Asians or in people of color. A lot of them, these young people, they also feel that, you know, no matter how good their art is, be it anything, the audiences or the people might not be able to resonate with their way of expression. You know, it might be the language, it might be the kind of content or the kind of things that they want to say. I think that is also one thing that stops them from actually going out on stage or portraying their art.
Oh, absolutely. I think that I still feel that way. You know, I can act confident on stage, or I can go to work and I can put on a mask, but internally, I still have to do that work on myself to feel like I'm worth it. To feel like I belong here, to feel like I should be winning this award, I should be in this job. And I think that that's a bit of stuff that I have to work on, but there's also stuff, little strategies I've found that have helped me, such as, you know, when I think of audience and I say, oh, I want to write this song, I want to write this poem, but no one will understand me. Well, guess what? Like, the art population of South Asian audiences is so big in Australia, but are people showing up? You know, if I wrote a comedy show and I put it on at Fringe Festival, I think that I would love to see more and more South Asian audiences coming to show up. You know, I think that only when you hit famous level, then people show up. But I think we need to start supporting people when they're first starting out, because that's when you need it the most. That's when you really need your fans to come and make you feel good, even if you didn't do a good job. And that's okay. Like, I think you can't get it perfect the first time. You have to practice that art. And another strategy I've found that works for me is not feeling so alone helps when I collaborate with other people that don't necessarily have to come from the same culture as me, but maybe they come from a different community and we're facing the same things and the same problems. So surrounding myself around people that are also trying to achieve the same goals that I am, and maybe creating a collective and getting together or supporting each other, showing up to each other's work, and sharing each other's work, I think that really helps boost your confidence and make you feel like, you know, because I have been pleasing audiences, right? I used to always write things according to a very white Australian audience. But then I stopped. You know, 2020, I decided anytime I write a script, anytime I write a poem, I'm not going to try to educate anymore. I think that there's plenty of education out there. People can Google whatever they want. I don't need to be Google for them. I think I now need to start making work that I want to watch and I want to focus on. The last thing I'll say about this is when I'm writing something, I think of one person in my mind that I want to write this for. And sometimes it's a young Indian girl who's 11 years old and she's just trying to figure out who she is and belong. And I sometimes think of that person and I write that poem for her. I don't think of a million other people because that just means that your message gets diluted. And sometimes I'll write a piece and it's for, you know, a different age, a different gender, a different person. But to be really clear that you don't just have to write for mainstream public. You know, there's other people out there who want to hear what you've got to say. And once you find them, that's when things can get really exciting.
So Sukhjeet, thank you so much for joining us on SBS Hindi today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
SBS News के लिए इस खबर को आप सबके सामने SBS Hindi में लेकर आई भव्या पांडे.